Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Bob Miller, from Chicago, 57 years, I believe, and we'll have to check with that with him on that, in broadcasting totally. Came out of the University of Iowa and just wowed them all and got into broadcasting. As a, also broadcast many years in the Wisconsin area, television, sports, you name it, Bob Miller has done it. And I call him a legend. I call him an icon because there's nothing else to describe a gentleman like this. When you talk about some of the great broadcasters like Vin Scully, Dick Enberg, Chick Hearn, Bob Miller, they all come right to fore with you. And, you know, Harry Carey, you can go around the country and you can name them from ballpark to ballpark, but to stay at one job for 44 years, that's a long time, especially when, you know, whims get in the way of teams and they say, like, well, you know, maybe we need a change in the broadcast booth. Not so with Bob Miller. He was able to always shift gears from being the guy that told you the bright times, the low times, the times in between. He was the guy that brought things together for you, and that's kind of why we call him the legend. He's been in motion pictures. We'll get into that later on. He is episode, I know, in television, I think, of Cheers. We'll ask him about that. Rollerball, Miracle on Ice, The Mighty Ducks, D2, The Mighty Ducks. He's worked for ESPN, ABC, Fox, called some of the games during the World, FX's World Cup of Hockey. The interesting thing was, with the new rules in the NHL, because the NHL signed an exclusive deal, a contract with NBC that prevented local television announcers to call playoff games beyond the first round. You know, you go into playoffs, round one, round two, and then you get into the finally the Stanley Cup Finals. Bob Miller and his broadcast partner, Jim Fox, were not allowed to call the Kings Stanley Cup Finals games on television because NBC had the rights to that. So due to their overwhelming popularity, the fans were going crazy about this. The Kings management allowed Bob Miller and Jim Fox to record their call of the potential clinching games for later distribution. Just amazing. And you can get that DVD out there, a CD, DVD, I think it's a DVD, showing the play, and they're calling the play-by-play with it as they would have been had it not been for some of the new rules and things. You know, they'd screw things up with new rules all the time. I think if your team gets into the playoffs, you should allow your local guy to be part of that going forward, because the local guy, to me, is the team. You talk about, when you talk about some of the greatest players of all time on whatever team you're looking at, baseball, football, basketball, hockey, soccer, whatever it might be, you'll think of some great players. But if a guy has been announcing for a long time, like a Bob Miller or a Chick Hearn or a Vin Scully, you think about them as possibly being the most valuable person to that team because they've seen it all. Some of those guys, Jerry Coleman, went from the field to the broadcast booth back to the field as a manager because he saw things every day. So settle back, relax. We got a real treat for you today. Special broadcast, The Lounge, with the one, the only Bob Miller. He'll be with us right after this.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask Home Advisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, they're there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon and Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-443-4996. 800-443-4996. That's 800-443-4996.
Geico presents eyewitness interviews with inanimate objects.
This is Brian Bruno live on the scene of a recently flooded basement. Here to describe the event, a tube sock.
So I'm curled up in a cozy pile of whites when the washing machine suddenly starts shimmying and shaking.
Next thing I know, we're standing in 4 inches of water.
Did you help clean up?
Sure, but I'm just one sock.
A tube sock can't help you with a flooded basement, but the Geico Insurance Agency can help you get covered for personal property damage. Call Geico to see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
Love daily fantasy, but tired of being stuck on the sidelines? We have some great news. Now you can make picks live when the game is on TV, compete against other sports fans, and if you're right, win real cash and get to talk trash. WinView Games is a live sports prediction app that is sweeping the nation, and it's super easy to play. During the game, props are sent straight to your phone. You can compete in tournament-style contests that are available every quarter. WinView also has a $12,500 jackpot during the NFL playoffs called the Perfect Game. It's a winner-take-all prize if you get each prop right during the quarter. So put your sports obsession to better use. Go to winviewgames.com/predict to start cashing in on your sports IQ. That's winviewgames.com/predict. $20 first-time depositors get a $20 playthrough match. WinView Games. When the game is on, it's on.
I'm Michael Horn. Joining us, I love this man. Not only a friend, but an all-time, he's an icon. He's an icon is what he is. This man is in the Sports Hall of Fame. He now has a statue. He's got a uniform hanging from the rafters for the Los Angeles Kings. We're talking about legendary sportscaster Bob Miller. Bob, what an honor to have you here on the show.
Mike, thank you very much. It's always nice to be with you, and we all had a great night last Saturday night.
Boy, you were honored at the Staples Center. Now, you've been honored so many times, but I want to say you were honored. We want to say thank you. There's a big banner there across Staples Center that said, thank you, Bob. People had shirts, thank you, Bob. I hung out with you and saw people coming up to you saying, thank you, Bob, having you sign things. As a sportscaster and as a play-by-play announcer for a professional franchise, in this case, Los Angeles Kings, we're with you during the high points, during the low points, during everything. You become a member of our family, so we get tears in our eyes when you say, I'm going to retire, because it's like we're not going to hear you every day. We're still going to see you, but it's like it's a sad thing for us. So to celebrate your achievements in your life at this event at the Staples Center was a one-of-a-kind special opportunity for all of us that were there and watching on TV, I might say.
Well, and I've heard from so many people around the country, Mike, that that did see it and enjoyed it, and so did myself and our family. A lot of them were in here from a lot of different states, of course, California and Wisconsin, Minnesota, North Carolina, Florida. It was great to have Jiggs McDonald, the very first announcer for the Kings, play-by-play announcer, to be on hand for the ceremony, and then partners that I've had through my 44-year career with the Kings, with Rich Murata being able to come down from Reno, Pete Weber, now the voice of the Nashville Predators, coming from Nashville, and, of course, Jim Fox and Nick Nixon were both there speaking. And so it was a wonderful night for everybody, and I've always enjoyed a great association with Kings fans, and they've been very kind to me down through the years.
Well, you know, you've been there. It's like I think you always had a saying that you worried you'd retire and the next year the Kings would win the Stanley Cup. Well, that didn't happen. You got a couple of Stanley Cups under your belt.
And that made a big difference, too, in the decision to say, well, 44 years is long enough, 57 years in radio and TV, and And then after the bypass surgery, and I thought maybe it's time to say that's enough. And so it was a gratifying career for me, and I've appreciated everybody who has had so many nice things to say. And I think you mentioned before, when you hear someone night in and night out, and game in and game out for 44 years, it becomes part of the family. And that's the way they consider you. And it's different when someone else is doing the game, and it takes a while for them to get used to the new voice. So Faust is the new voice, and I think he's doing a really good job.
He's doing a great job. But we've been blessed in Southern California with the length of time we've had with some of the icons. Like we talk, you think about Vin Scully with the Dodgers. You think about Chick Hearn with the Lakers. You think about you with the Los Angeles Kings. And here's the thing. I think it was the X-Files. The Scully character was named after Vin Scully because Chris Carter, who wrote that series, used to listen to Dodger games. And everybody said summertime wasn't summer without the Dodger games going on radio. Just like we hockey fans feel the same way. It wasn't the same without you making the game sound interesting, giving us the ups, giving the downs. You really become a member of the family, and it becomes our life. I mean, you're kind of like a father figure to us when you've been around for 44 years doing this, Bob. I'm telling you, this is like it is a true member of the family.
Mike, at my age, I'm a father figure to a lot of people.
Thank you, Bob. Thank you very much. Thank you. Give Bob an opening, and he'll come right in and take it for you. And he's a musician, too, ladies and gentlemen. Are you going with the act now to some of the comedy clubs around town?
I don't think that'd go over very well.
You mentioned Jigs McDonald's was there. He was the first announcer for the Kings. And then you were supposed to get the job, I think, as the story went. In 1972, Jack Ken Cook said you're going to get the job, but then that didn't happen right away. What happened?
Well, actually, Chick Hearn told me I was going to get the job, and Jack Ken Cook later told him, no, he's not. I'm picking someone else. So I didn't get the job in 72 and was disappointed, but the way things work out, I was doing University of Wisconsin hockey, stayed there, and that year the Badgers went on and won the NCAA championship.
Whoa!
And until so I was very happy about that. And until that Stanley Cup championship by the Kings in 2012, that was the only championship team I had ever been able to broadcast for. So, you always say things work out for the better, and you don't think so at the time sometimes, but in that case, it did, and worked out fine for me.
Yeah, you went to the University of Iowa, and you started at the school there. There was like a radio station there on the campus station. You started doing play-by-play, right?
Yes, I did Iowa football and basketball and got great training there at the University of Iowa. And I really appreciated that and still have a good connection with the university in Iowa City. And then got a job in Milwaukee and wasn't doing play-by-play. I was working for Channel 6 in Milwaukee. And then a sports directorship opened in Madison, Wisconsin. And I went there and eventually wound up at WKOW, which was radio and TV, so I could get back to doing play-by-play. Actually did play-by-play on WIBA in Madison. And that was my love from the time I was a youngster doing play-by-play. And I really didn't do much hockey. I was working at the station, and the station manager one day said, hey, this weekend, Friday and Saturday, we're doing Wisconsin hockey, and you're doing the play-by-play. I'd never done hockey play-by-play before.
What does that do to your stomach? I mean, come on. First, I would come on. What did you think about when he said that?
Well, I thought, I don't have much time to prepare, and I'm not going to be very good. But I went to Bob Johnson, who later won a Stanley Cup with the Pittsburgh Penguins and coached in the NHL and Calgary and Pittsburgh. And he was so enthusiastic, and I said, I need some help. Tell me what to do. So he did, and the first games were on the road, and I got back, and I talked to the coach's wife. And I said, Martha, did you listen to the games? She said, yes. I said, how were they? She said, well, they were good, but you didn't tell me who the referees were. I said, is that important? She said, yes. How do I know who to be mad at if I don't know who the referees are? I've always remembered that.
So you always mentioned the refs. I know that. And so what did they tell you to prep for that worked for you? What did he say? What kind of advice did he give you?
Well, Bob Johnson was such an enthusiastic coach, and he loved his power play, and he had names for them depending on who was on the ice. So he said, okay, let me show you. Here's our Russian power play. Here's our Czech power play. And he diagrammed all those things. And I had no idea almost what he was talking about. But I'll tell you one thing, Mike. From the time they dropped the puck for the opening faceoff, I was hooked on that sport. And what I was hooked on was the speed of the game.
Yeah.
And then trying to keep up with the speed of the game, but do it at a pace that a listener on radio, because we were doing mostly radio, that they could envision the game and feel like they were part of the game. And I think that's, even to this day, very important to bring the fan into the game and make him feel like he's right there.
More with Bob Miller.
Nothing feels better this time of year, Fred, to come home after a long, hard day at work and create a healthy, fresh meal for your family and do it in under 40 minutes.
Well, salmon's my best.
I know. You love the salmon.
I mean, the salmon's terrific, as well as all the other meals. And, you know, it's very affordable, less than $10 per person per meal. Blue Apron delivers seasonal recipes along with a pre-proportioned ingredients to make delicious home-cooked meals.
And this is fantastic. Blue Apron, if you haven't tried it, it is the number one fresh ingredient and recipe delivery service in the country. Its mission is to make incredible home cooking accessible to everyone. Everything comes pre-packaged, as you mentioned, all proportioned out. You have very little waste, and you have a healthy, easy-to-prepare meal that's fun. It's something you can feel good about. And we have a special offer specifically for listeners to our program. Check out this week's menu and get your first three meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/dryer. That's blueapron.com/dryer.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Angel Care Network. Call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Welcome back here to the lounge. I'm Michael Horn. Our star of the hour here today is Bob Miller, legendary sportscaster, iconic sportscaster for the Los Angeles Kings hockey team. One of the great, just one of the great people in the world of sportscasting. And he's been in movies. We'll talk about that in a bit here, entertainment. And so, Bob, just before that break that you were talking about, you got hooked on hockey with puck drops. There's always such excitement there. I'm listening to, I think, Westwood One, and is it Marv Alpert does the calls, and I'm thinking, all right, Bob Miller's gone. Chick Hearn's gone. Vin Scully's gone. We got Bob Miller right now. Maybe Al Michaels is legendary. We got Marv Albert and maybe Al Michaels now. Here's the thing. When Al does it, he's talking about the quarterback goes to the left 2 steps. He goes back 3 steps. He goes forward 2 steps. He throws the ball at his shoes, catches at his shoestrings, and he takes 2 steps out of bounds. You got to be on your game in hockey. That game is so fast. You have to give us, as Chick used to say, the word's eye view. And you, right at the beginning, you picked up on that from the first game?
Oh, I don't think so. Not from the first game. I said I probably was fortunate that maybe a lot of people in Madison, Wisconsin did not listen to hockey and didn't know how bad this guy was. So I had a chance to learn on the job, I guess, and just had a great time back there. And I've always had that passion, even as a youngster, of wanting, if I couldn't be a professional athlete, to be a broadcaster and do that job. And I've enjoyed it. And if I miss one thing now being retired, it's the thrill to me of doing a live broadcast, just being on the air and doing the game to the best of your ability. And I miss that. I miss being on the road with my colleagues. And, you know, we had so much fun. We'd go out to dinner and we'd be telling jokes and having fun. But everybody, when that game started, was dedicated to doing their job the best they could as far as that broadcast is concerned. And you've been a big part of it, too, you know, down through the years, working at radio stations and producing the games. And it's been enjoyable for me to be associated with you.
I love you. My first job was at KBBQ in Burbank back in 72, 73. And then I also worked at KFI, and I believe at that time KFI in Los Angeles was the sports capital of LA. They had the Dodgers, they had USC football, the Lakers, and the Kings, and I got a job as the producer. I would, you know, say drop and go with the network and all that. So Bob's doing the play-by-play, I'm sitting there, and I produce your game, and I'm trying to listen to it. And I think that day the Dodgers were live, followed by the USC Trojans, followed by a tape delay of the Lakers, and finally the Kings game. Didn't you come out about 2 o'clock in the morning that night to go ahead and give us the call of the Kings game?
Yes, and it was my first game. It was an exhibition game up in Canada. Here I was on KFI, and
Big
I
station.
Think the only person listening before she fell asleep was my wife.
Yeah.
And, but, you know, it never mattered to me whether one person was listening or a million. I wish I had a million listening, but I never did. You try to do the job because that one person listening, wherever they are, they want to be entertained. They want you to do the job to the best of your ability. And I never lost sight of that fact. I'd be driving home from the airport when the Kings had landed at 3 in the morning. I have the radio on, and somebody is on the radio, and I know that guy might be thinking, who in the world is listening to me at this time of night? And yet, I'm thinking, I'm listening, and this guy's doing a good job. So I never lost sight of the fact that every time you're on the air, do the best of your ability.
Yeah, and Bob Miller's our guest here on the lounge, and you're right. And I talked at the unveiling of your statue. Bob Miller has a statue at Staples Center. You come to Los Angeles, no matter where you're listening, you got to see the statue there in front of Staples Center. Chick Hearn is there, Magic Johnson, Kareem, the Jerry West, they're all they're there. And so here's the you're there, and I met your brother, Rich. Is that right? Is that your brother?
Ron.
Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, Rich and Ron. That's right. So Ron was there, and so Ron was in broadcasting. He was general manager of a TV station. I'm thinking, like, what got you guys from your family? Were your parents involved in broadcasting? How did you guys get hooked? You said as a kid you always wanted to do play-by-play. So we're gonna have to hold you over now, Bob. I'm sorry. I'm getting so excited talking to you here. But was there something special in your childhood that got you?
No, I don't think so. My family was not involved in broadcasting. In fact, I don't think my dad was a huge sports fan. We just played games and And I enjoyed listening to announcers. I grew up in Chicago and listening to some of the great announcers, Lloyd Pettit on the Blackhawks, Bob Elson with the White Sox. I heard one day Bob Elson was in his 40th year as the voice for the Chicago White Sox, and I remember thinking, my gosh, 40 years. Who would ever be in a job for 40 years?
I don't know,
team?
Bob. That's amazing to me. 40 years. That'll never be topped. 44 years broadcasting for the Kings. Bob Miller. We'll have more with Bob straight ahead. Stay with us. We're back in the lounge. I'm Michael Horn. Our guest is Bob Miller. I'm telling you, this guy has more awards. He's in the Hockey Hall of Fame, the 2000 recipient of the Foster Hewitt Memorial Award. He's in the L.A. Kings Hall of Fame, the Wisconsin Hockey Hall of Fame, the Southern California Sports Broadcasters Hall of Fame. The press box at the Staples Center is named after him. He's got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. He's honored by the Big Ten Club as their Person of the Year in 2015. Radio and TV News Associates of Southern California gave him a Lifetime Achievement Award, and he's also our favorite person at CRN Digital Talk Radio. That's his most coveted award that he has just won here on the show. So, Bob, as a kid growing up, you're from Chicago. You're growing up in Chicago. You talked about, you know, Blackhawks. Come on, we're Kings fans here. We don't like to talk too much about the Blackhawks. But as a kid, I'm sure you listened to one or two games there. And you talked about the White Sox. I didn't hear anything about the Cubs.
No, I grew up on the south side of Chicago.
There you go.
If you're on the south side, you are not a Cubs fan. And there's no crossover. You don't cheer for them whatsoever. We very seldom went to Wrigley Field. It was such a long ride from the south side. But we did go once in a while to see some of the games. But, yeah, I listened to those announcers, and they were good. And I thought, boy, what a great job. Go out to the ballpark or the stadium or the arena and do the games. And so that was my passion. And I knew that when I went to the University of Iowa that that's what I wanted to do. And I think that was a great help to me in having a goal and trying to attain that goal.
So as a kid, you were attracted to radio. You tuned in the games. And I mean, in those days, we watch games on TV now, but radio was the main way you heard the games. And you got those Word's Eye views, pardon the steal from Chick Hearn on that, but you got the view of the game from that announcer. And so early on, that's as a kid, you were tuning around. Did you like music as well, too, or other types of programming?
Yeah, I did. But I was mainly, and this is something I think, Mike, the kids don't do these days. I would be in my bedroom with a radio tuning around at night.
Oh, boy.
And in Chicago, you could get signals from Minneapolis, Detroit, Cincinnati, St. Louis, Cleveland, and just dial around and find out where could I get a pretty good reception of different games, whatever the game was, and listen to that announcer doing the game. And so I had a real passion for that and very thankful that I had a chance to continue in that profession.
Yeah, and I think, you, and going back to something else you said about being the one person listening, as a kid, I did the same thing. I would have radios all, I still have radios in my broadcast room because as a kid, I used to turn it in and see what I could tune in. Only I'm growing up in Los Angeles. I remember when I'd get WLS in Chicago, 89, Radio 89, it was like a big deal. I'd go out into my dad's car, he had an old 48 Dodge, and I'd sit there and tune that radio and I could pick things up better there. And you got this feeling that you were connecting with somebody across all this distance, hearing it. Nowadays, it's, you know, let's do a Wi-Fi radio and listen on our smartphone if we want to. We can hear the games everywhere. But there was something special about making that connection.
Yeah, to find that signal that time of night or whatever and know it's coming from thousands of miles away and you're able to listen to it. WLS, the Prairie Farmer Station, right?
There you go. That's it.
Illinois, the Prairie State. So I would listen to those. WCFL, the Voice of Labor in Chicago. And I even remember some of those slogans. But, yeah, and then they also had TV when I was a youngster, and I could tune in there. I think we got our first TV. I was born in 38. We got our first TV in about 1949 or 50.
And, good black and nice black and white unit. Did you have a good black and white TV?
Black and white, 7-inch screen. And everybody was thinking it was great. Then they go to the big screens, and now everybody think it's great to watch it on a 2-inch screen on your phone.
It went backwards. Everybody went backwards.
Yeah,
we had the Hoffman Easy Vision with the glass. It was a green glass in front of the screen.
Oh, yeah, for color. You'd put a filter like over the screen, and the top of it would be blue for the sky and the bottom green. It was pretty primitive at that time.
That's great. That's why radio was so popular. Did you ever get the QSL cards where when you would tune in a station, if you wrote to the station and said, I heard Bob Miller announcing blah, 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 and they'd send you back a verification card that you had tuned it in. You could post it on your wall that you tuned in a station.
No, I never. In fact, I've never heard of that. That's the first time I've heard of it.
Sorry, Bob.
I didn't get any of those.
Used to get the QS. I got Quito, Ecuador one time on shortwave. So, okay, so you're a radio guy. You're tuning all this stuff. But you also had a little dabble in motion pictures, too. And I hate to say it, but weren't you in the Mighty Ducks movies? Not that they're now a team that plays against the Kings. But you did some Miracle Rollerball, Miracle on Ice. I mean, how did you get these deals? People come to you and say, Bob, come on, I need you for a movie.
Well, I think obviously it was the fortunate to be living in this city, in this area, and have someone hear you and then contact you, would like you to do either the voiceover or be in this movie. And I was thrilled to do that. The first one was the original Rollerball with John Houseman, and back in 1973-74, somewhere around there. So that was a thrill for me to do that. And then there were some others that came along. The Mighty Ducks, you know, that I tell people the trivia question, who was the first announcer for the Ducks? And they're thinking of somebody on the air. Yeah. And I said, well, it was me. I did two Mighty Ducks movies. And those they're still being played today. And then some other movies that came along, and about the 1980 U.S. Olympic team winning the gold medal. And so that was fun. And then some TV series, too. One two-part series, Cheers, where the goaltender for the Bruins is the boyfriend of the waitress at the bar, Cheers. And that's still being played today. So that was a lot of fun for me to do that. So, and if anyone's listening, I'm still available to do that.
Yeah, Bob is not retired totally. He's still available to come in and do parts in any type of motion picture at all. In fact, some of the leading ladies you want to work with, I think, is on your list, isn't it, before you're on your bucket list?
Well, some of them are not around anymore. That list is getting shorter.
All right, Bob, I'm going to see if we can keep you one more segment if it's okay with you, because I do want to talk a little bit about that ceremony, talk about your books as well. People don't know that Bob Miller is also a noted author, and he's got a couple of books out there as well, too. Bob Miller is with us from Chicago, Illinois, Hall of Fame broadcaster with the Los Angeles Kings. More with Bob straight ahead on The Lounge. Stay with us.
Can't get enough of your team? SB Nation's 300-team regional and sports-centric communities are built just for you. Join your fellow fans at SBNation.com for all the best sports news. SBNation.com. Your team, your community.
The new year is here, and it's time to honor those resolutions to look your best. Dr. Edward Damascus brings decades of experience as a plastic surgeon to help you where you need it most. Abdominal etching, gynecomastia, calf implants, facial surgery, hair restoration, and more. You can see the incredible results at lookbestforless.com. Serving clients in California, Florida, Europe, and the Caribbean, Dr. Damascus has appeared on Good Morning America and worked with multiple Olympic teams and the U.S. Army, and he can help you. Go to lookbestforless.com. That's lookbestforless.com.
If you love fantasy but need to be a part of the action, there's a better way to play, and it's live. WinView Games is the only app that lets you make live props when the game is on TV, compete against other sports fans, talk trash, and if you're right, win cash with an immediate payout each quarter. Playing WinView is easy. During each game, props are sent straight to your phone. So what are you waiting for? Go to winviewgames.com/predict to start cashing in on your sports IQ. That's winviewgames.com/predict. WinView Games. When the game is on, it's on.
Hey, this is Shaq. When I was playing ball, our team doctors helped me overcome pain with something called TENS therapy. And Icy Hot Smart Relief is that same kind of therapy. You just push a button and whoosh. Smart Relief sends waves of relaxing pulses that immediately start blocking pain. Back, hip, knee, or shoulder pain. Even works for hours after you turn it off. Man, this Smart Relief's so smart, they should call it Shaq Relief. Ooh, I like that one. Somebody write that down for me. Turn on Smart Relief and turn off pain. Get my lawyer on the phone. You need to patent that.
Use only as directed.
Every home repair or improvement project should start with a pro you know you can trust. That's why for over 15 years, homeowners have trusted Home Advisor.
Home Advisor is a very easy way to find a home contractor, and for me, it's the only way.
You can use Home Advisor for everything. Your house cleaning, your painting.
Electricians, plumbers, handymen. We've had nothing but fabulous every single time.
Home Advisor is a totally free service that instantly connects you with top top-rated pros who have passed criminal and financial background checks.
Knowing that they have had the background checks and that they're vetted absolutely gives me a sense of security.
Plus, HomeAdvisor's True Cost Guide helps you get a fair price by showing you the cost of similar jobs in your area.
HomeAdvisor is a total solution to any type of work you would ever want to do around your house.
And best of all, it's completely free. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app. HomeAdvisor.
GEICO presents unhelpful home improvement how-tos.
You can't predict when a pipe will burst, but when one does, you'll have quite a mess on your hands. So today, I'll show you how to prep for water damage by covering everything you own in plastic wrap. All you need is a lot of patience and 15,000 feet of plastic wrap. Now let's get started.
You could try to protect your stuff by covering it in plastic wrap, or you could get covered for personal property damage through the GEICO Insurance Agency. Visit GEICO.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Back in the sports lounge, Michael Horn, Fred Dreyer. All right, let's talk some baseball here. So where is this Yu Darvish going to end up? He's been – apparently the prices are coming down a little bit, Fred Dreyer. The Yankees out of nowhere got Giancarlo Stanton, and he put them on his short list. Now they've landed on another short list for Yu Darvish. According to the Fort Worth Star-Telegram, they've been reporting on Twitter that there's five teams, the Yankees, Cubs, Rangers, Astros, and Twins, on Yu Darvish's short list. Mm-hmm. And they've added further intrigue by throwing in a mystery team. They think that may be the Los Angeles Dodgers might be still in the mix for Yu Darvish.
Well, the Dodgers would like to have him. I don't think there's that much bad blood between the Dodgers organization and players, although the fans might have their opinion about Darvish coming back after blowing games 3 and 7. But that's the way it goes. That's life.
To be bluntly about it,
well,
tipping
you pitches. I got to tell you, I can go all day long and talk about game two when the manager, Dave Roberts, I think he blew the game. I think he pulled out Hill way too early, and they went to the bullpen and hung that game on the bullpen and Kenley Jansen. And that should not have gone the way it was. Had they gone back to Houston 2-0, it's a big difference in going 1-1.
That's true.
So anyway, the point is that the Dodgers are would be smart, I think, to get Darvish and bring him back. They got to put another player, I think, a young player from their organization or two, along with Matt Kemp, and get Matt Kemp out of there. And take his $21 million he's going to be.
Are they trying to unload Kemp? I think so.
Yeah, huh? Well, they brought him here for this reason. They brought him here to use as a conglomeration. You know, they put two or three players together, get them to the Atlanta Braves. Atlanta gives them Kemp because Kemp has the right salary with one player. You don't have four players with the total of $20 million. You've got one player with a $20 million contract, and he still has a couple of years to go, I think 2 years on his contract. So they got to put a couple of players along with Kemp and serve those people up to a team to get clearance so they'll have cap clearance so they can go get Darvish. And I think that's what they've told that to Darvish, and Darvish is waiting around his patient.
Waiting around to see
can.
What happens.
Yeah.
The Yankees, a lot of whispers going on there. The Yankees, though, they were looking for a guy from Pittsburgh, Garrett Cole. They almost had him, then they didn't, but they're still going after him. And Jake Arrieta is out there as another big prospect that they could be available. Alex Wood on the Dodgers got $6 million arbitration deal in his last year of his contract. Yasmani Grandal, who kind of tailed off last year, he settled at $7.9 million, re-signed with the Dodgers. So these deals added about $24.1 million to the Dodgers' luxury tax payroll, raise it to about $150,000, under by $149,000+ for 18 players. And so they still should be under the salary cap. So that'll be good news for the Dodgers for the first time.
Well, they want to get rid of They want to get rid of Grandal. They'd like to get rid of him and bring up their catcher from the minor leagues to play, to be the backup to Austin Barnes. And then they'd like to be able to get another real stout starter in there that they're going to need. The other thing else is they've at the end of this year, Clayton Kershaw can opt out. So he could be and probably will be a free agent unless they decide to get something done, and I would think that they're working on it right now. They're trying to get everything cleared out so they can go back and extend Kershaw another 4 years, 5 years into his Dodger contract, and get him all squared away. First of all, Dodgers couldn't afford to lose him, number one. Number two is I don't think Clayton wants to go anywhere. This isn't a matter of I got to get paid and go somewhere. I'm going to go to Philadelphia because they're going to pay me a lot of money. The Dodgers, nobody can pay anybody more money than the Dodgers can. So it's not about money. So what is it? It's about being halfway through your contract,
yeah,
and getting a refresher, getting a boost, getting a confidence builder from your home team, and that's what that is. That's all a part of the negotiation ploy that they started out with when they originally signed him.
Curtis Grandison signed with Toronto. He had played for the Tigers, the Yankees, then the Mets, and then the Dodgers. So he's heading to the Blue Jays for a 1 year deal. Free agent pitcher Brian Dusing has agreed to re-sign with the Cubs. He's there. The Brewers had a reliever, a guy named Jeremy Jeffries, who pleaded guilty to a DWI charge Tuesday. This was from a 2016 arrest, and he was with the Texas Rangers at the time in 2016. He was arrested by Dallas police, sentenced to 3 days in jail, but TMZ Sports reported this week that he'll not have to serve the sentence as he was credited with time served. So, well, that's something when you got to worry about the guy's record, police record, along with his 5-2, 4.68 ERA and 65 and a third innings record.
Well, they were hoping that he would get like 60 days so he could work on his curveball.
Work on the curveball there at the big house. Right. Pitch on the convict leads.
Get a couple of screws, you know, there.
That's it.
Play some catch with him.
Don't forget, you can email Fred Dreyer, Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, at crntalk.com. And for God's sakes, this movie, Highway 395, is available on your website. Am I correct on this one, Fred?
Yes, you're correct, and people should actually go there immediately and take a look at the trailer and then order the movie. It's a terrific film. And
Sheriff Raleigh's in this one, right?
Sheriff Raleigh Wade, the sentinel of the highway, and he's there to collect all of the negativity up there in that valley.
Go check it out at freddreyer.co, freddreyer.co. Welcome back here to the Sports Lodge. I'm Michael Horn along with Fred Dreyer. Fred, we do get email, fan mail from you all the time.
Right.
Grady Wright said, there's a cool picture on my memory timeline. Here's a picture. I'll describe it to everybody of number 89, you there, and number 85 going onto the field. Those uniforms are really looking good there. I love those uniforms. In fact, Octo says, at Fred Dreyer, I'm a huge at Rams NFL fan, but not so of all yellow uniforms. I'm not either. I prefer the classic blue and white. Your opinion, Fred?
I agree. I think the blue and whites, I would have loved to have spent my 10 years with the Rams just in all blue and white. Just all the entire white road uniform with the blue trim. That would have been fine for me.
You like that? How about the blue and the gold? The yellow?
I got to tell you, I think that a road uniform, if you're on the road, should be all white, tops and bottoms.
Yeah. I'm with you on that, too. I agree. Rob says, I'm a huge Hunter fan. I always wanted to ask you, Fred, who thought of the phrase, works for me, and why was it used?
Well, it was Roy Huggins, executive producer in charge of the show, decided it would be a nice little handle to have. You know, if you're in television, you know, you want to brand your character in a way that is unusual and people remember, and this was one of them.
Bernadette says, hi, Fred, big fan of yours. I'd love to meet you someday. Do you allow visitors or have any events coming up?
We have no events coming up, and we're only here once a week, so we don't really have visitors. Thank
we'll
you.
Work something Thank out. There'll you, be Bill. Some events coming up. We'll let you know about it. You can email Fred, Dreyer at crntalk.com. Get your emails into us, Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Check out his website, freddreyer.co. Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn along with Fred Dreyer. Fred, sad note in the news, kind of a personal one for me. Tony Lombardi and his lovely wife Christine, their nephew, is named Tyler Helinski, and he's the guy that apparently shot himself. Washington State University quarterback, started the Holiday Bowl last month, found dead at his apartment Tuesday from an apparent suicide. This is sad wow. news. How Jeez. Does something like this happen it's to just... a young kid? And he's got the whole world in front of him. 21 years of age, sophomore quarterback, found dead with what appeared to be a self-inflicted gunshot wound. They're checking it out and everything now, but it's just the rifle was next to him. It's like, this is a sad state of affairs. You know, we had... we talked on the Hawaii 5-0 with they had a suicide episode, and I know you've done movies and things on that with that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. This is a serious thing that's especially affecting young kids.
I really don't know how to explain that. You know, I think any attempt you try to I think cheapens the event. But I can only think about being so young, 21, 22, in college, and what that news must have done to his family and his friends.
There's a hotline you can call, and as I mentioned, Hawaii 5-0, we had Shai McBride on our morning show, and he talked about the episode last week that he was talking someone down who was thinking of committing suicide, and there is a number, and I wish it's here, and we'll get it next week on the show and put it up there, but everybody should have this number. Everybody at Washington State University, the whole community is in mourning right now. They're saying they're deeply saddened to hear the news of his passing. He was an incredible young man. Everyone who had the privilege of knowing him was better for it. The entire WSU community mourns as thoughts and prayers go out to his family. And that's the main thing here is the family and the people that go out there. He said Tyler was a tremendous, the athletic director there, John Johnson, said Tyler was a tremendous individual, great friend and teammate. He will be deeply missed. Our hearts go out to his family, his friends. And the football team brought together on Tuesday night, told of the news. It's just a sad thing.
Very, very bad. So yeah, it's the terrible
Our thoughts
thing.
And prayers go out to
Indeed.
Tony Lombardi and his family and the Helinski family and everybody there. We really feel for everybody, and we're sad, very sad to hear this news. Oh, just hate to hear that kind of stuff. Anyway, this is the Sports Lounge, and that's Fred Dreyer there. And, I guess... games can get to you and things of that sort of thing, but you got to kind of overcome things and look to the day beyond and say, hey, there's something else out there on the horizon for me, even when times look really tough.
I always ask a question when you hear things like this, and we're all old enough to know that this isn't the only time we've heard something like this.
Right.
But you always ask yourself, where was his support system? What was the circumstances, do you think, that allowed him to get disconnected from people?
Especially when he's not given any signs of anything.
He may have. Maybe he was. Maybe he didn't. But it's interesting because something like this, I got to think, has a root somewhere deep in the past, And maybe something just kicked him off. And, to do this, to get a rifle and shoot yourself and leave a note, I don't know. That's the weirdest. It doesn't sit right,
Yeah. Well, it's still being investigated.
Yeah, it should.
And that is tough. Anyway, check out Suicide Prevention Lines, everything there. Well, as I say, we'll get the numbers for you and everything next week. For you. Don't forget you can follow Fred Dreyer on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer. And he is a he's been a man that's known to tweet, facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. Email him, freddreyer@crn.com. And check out that website of his. Hit that movie, Highway 395, freddreyer.co, freddreyer.co.
We'll be right back on the Sports Lounge.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Welcome back here to the lounge, the Sports Lounge. Michael Horn with Fred Dreyer. Fred, we did have one other, and we do get emails all the time at freddreyer@crntalk.com. Mm-hmm. Peter says, Fred, my man, I still listen every week. Keep up the awesome job. Are you in any TV or movie coming out? Keep us posted. Thanks and much love.
When I'm, thank you so much. When I'm about to do some work, some acting jobs and stuff, I'll let you guys know. I like to know what you guys think, and it might be a lot of fun to check me out, see what I'm
doing.
You
got the Transformers movies coming out soon, right? Isn't that due out soon?
That's next spring, I think.
Yeah. Well, they're putting it together.
Yeah.
How about this coach here with the gymnastics? A coach sent dozens of young girls for treatment to the USA gymnastics team. Dr. Larry Nassar pleaded guilty to molesting female athletes. What do you think about this, Fred? We never touched on this one. This is this is really terrible, isn't it?
No, you start molesting young girls. There's only a couple of things you can do with people like that.
Yeah, I agree with you.
And we should do both of them.
I agree with you on that. Now, what you got planned for this week? You going to be out and about? You got any special projects or anything going on?
This weekend, I'm threatening to jump out in my backyard and start cleaning up all the debris from the rain.
Oh, that's good. You had a big rainstorm. It's been terrible weather. You know, Dale Earnhardt Jr., I don't know if you knew about this, he's warning drivers in North Carolina not to venture out into the snowstorms because he slid off the road and hit a tree. He was saying this on his Twitter account. So apparently
he's smart to do that.
Yeah, I think it's smart. When you were back and playing in your playing days, they drove you everywhere. You didn't have to drive yourself around any places, did you, when you were on the road?
What do you mean?
Like in Minnesota or something like that?
Yeah, well, you're on a bus.
Yeah.
You know, you're on a bus, and, you know.
That backyard of yours can be treacherous also.
Yeah, it's only treacherous when I'm back there up in the part of the area where the coyotes come down to see. They hear all the noise, and they hear me out there singing and yodeling, and they come down to see me, and they want to check it out. So I'm down there with my coyotes, and I always carry a handle from a broom.
That's good. Final thoughts from you, Fred Dreyer. We've got to say goodbye now.
I'm going to be up on the hill this weekend, so think of me, and I've got my broom handle, so everything should be all right.
And we'll see you all next week. Thanks for listening.
You're listening to the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.